This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 8th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is a demonstration of our advisory opinion search system, and we're going to need, I believe, to move and lower the screen.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the unveiling of the searchable AO system. And I'd like to say that at the end of the presentation, I'd just like to take a few minutes, and at that time I want to recognize the individuals that have worked on this and made it a success. But first, let's start off. We're at the FEC homepage here, and in the flyout menu, you click on Advisory Opinions, and it will now launch. This is now live. It will now launch the new advisory system homepage. And when you basically get in here, there's about five things we want to talk about on this page very briefly. First of all, let's go to Browse Advisory Opinions by Related Year, and let's click on 2005. If you click on any one of these years, it's going to open up the advisory opinions for those particular years and all the related documents associated with those AOs. And we're going to kind of, now some of you may want to play with this later today, but we're just going to kind of go through quickly and show some of the highlights. Let's go back to the basic search page. On the next item down, if you click on that, the pending advisory opinion requests. Let's open that, and we should have, oh, we do have three. Good. So here are the pending advisory opinions that we have before us at this time. Let's go back. Now, if we scroll down to the bottom, right now we're back 10 years on this new system. If you want to search advisory opinions that are older than that, you would click on this bottom link and you would search in the old advisory opinion system. Over the next several months, there's teams of several people that will be working to get the balance of the 20 years that we have on the old system onto the new system. And we'll be working expeditiously on that so we can get that up to speed as quickly as possible. Let's go up to the, see the little question marks that you have. Because this search system actually has a tremendous amount of power in it, there's a lot of help in here because there's a lot of additional advanced search technology and terms that you'll need to become familiar with. But if you click on that question mark, it's context sensitive and it will bring you up to the specific item of where you are and give you help on that particular item. Let's go ahead and close that window. Now let's do a search. I think everyone is familiar with the Senator Obama, so we're just going to type in his last name and let's see if we have any advisory opinions for him that have come up. Well, there we go. Now, if you notice here with this particular advisory opinion, there's two sections. The first sentence basically is a summary of what that advisory opinion is about. And then the second area where you have the text that is bold and in italics is basically where you start to see the first references of the name that you have just searched upon. And so that comes up in a nice summary for every AO that you search on. Now, let's get to the exciting stuff. Let's go ahead and open up this particular AO. When this opens up, this brings up basically the split screen technology that was developed for this particular application. On the right hand side is the document that you just clicked on. In this case, it's the final AO. On the left hand side is basically, there's five areas. Starting at the top, we have the date that it was issued. If you come down to the next one, you have all of the related documents that historically led up to the result of the final AO. And you could click on any one of those, then on the right-hand side of the page, that document would open up as well. If there's any AOs citing this AO, they would be there. I don't think there's any out there yet, but you'd be able to bring up those AOs. Then we have the summary section. Then down at the bottom of the left-hand side of the screen, you have the entities, the name, the role, and the type. Let's go over to the right-hand side of the page because now you can actually search to see if we're going to type in that field the word Obama. And we're going to see if his name actually appears. And there it is. It came up in the very second sentence. And you can just click and continue to find each reference of the word Obama in that PDF document. Now, when when we executed this, this opened up a new window. So what we're going to do now is we're going to close this window to go back to our search. Now let's take a few minutes and jump over to our advanced search. So let's go ahead and click on that button. Now with the advanced search, the first thing that we're going to search on is BCRA. So let's go ahead and type in BCRA, and let's go down, and we're going to let's go back and do that. Okay. So we should have, scroll down to the bottom, let's see how many we have. We have 48 matches. 10 matches are brought up per page, and then you can basically search through that. And you can actually sort that. If we go back to the top, we can see the buttons at the top. We can click on reverse chronological order, and it will sort everything automatically for you. So you have three capabilities to sort at the top of that page. Now what we want to do is we want to basically go in and we want to refine this search. And now we're going to type in, and here's, now notice that Patricia's typing in the word and. That has to be capitalized. And then she's going to type in the word electioneering. And we're going to see where the word BCRA and electioneering appear together in NEAOs. So we bring up that page and that result, and that should bring up 13 matches. So when we added that extra word, it went basically from 48 matches to 13 matches. As we continue on, let's now go to a new advanced search. And here what we want to do is we're gonna type in Commissioner Mason's name. We're gonna type in Mason. And you see these boxes underneath here. We're gonna click on the top left-hand two and the bottom right-hand two. And we want to basically search now where we find the word Mason in any of those documents. So here's basically, and see how many do we have there? 54 matches. Now what we want to do is, now that we've brought that up and we have this particular information, we want to go back and let's go ahead and refine the search. And at this point, we want to now click on AOs and documents. Now, this is going to be interesting because this is going to show you a different view. And we want now to be able to search on all of the AOs and documents related to Mason. Now, let's go ahead and we're going to type in a year range. We're going to type in January 1st, 2006 as an after date and 2007 January 1st as a before date. Now, let's go ahead and search on that. And we have 11 matches. Now scroll down, as we scroll down a bit, you notice that the word Mason may not appear in the final AO, but it may appear in the supporting documents related to that AO, as is in the case here. And so if you were to click on any one of these PDF files, it would open up that split screen again, and you would be back to the point where you could be doing your research and find that particular word that you were looking for in those documents. So this is another view that you have as far as the research that that you can do. Now what we want to do is let's go ahead and do a new advanced search. And here we actually want to just search at the bottom of the page. If we scroll all the way down, let's say that you want to search for a specific type of requester. And we're going to search for basically party, committee, state, or local. This is if you want to see in any AO, any AO out there where party, committee, state, or locals have as referenced in that AO. And it brings up that information for you. and we have 44 matches. Then if you wanted to go back and refine the search and narrow it down, you can do that. Let's go back to the very first page, our basic search page. We have gone through this very, very quickly. One of the things that we would encourage you to do is that you take some time through an education process. We're going to be offering education internal. Also, we're going to be outreaching to the community to offer education on how to use this system. The searches that we did here today are very, really simple and very basic, but there's a tremendous amount of more power in this that you can use with all the Boolean operators and everything else, and we don't want to spend time on that today. But we would encourage you to basically play with it, and I'm sure that we'll get a lot of suggestions over the next several weeks and months to come for enhancements, and we look forward to that. Let me just take a minute, and also a bit of a caveat is our manufacturer that we ordered the server from. The server was delayed for 3 weeks, so this is running on an older server right now. So if you find over the next 2 weeks until we get the new server in, if it's a bit slow, be patient with us. It will be much, much faster. Today it's running well, but I don't think anyone's on it yet because they haven't discovered it yet. But be patient with us over the next few weeks as we take care of that. Let me just take a minute to recognize Richard Yule and Jennifer Boyd, who are the project managers on this endeavor. And they had a tremendous task to work with all of the business owners, all the stakeholders, to make sure that we kept within scope, within cost, and within budget. And I'd just like to thank both of them for the hard work that they both did. I'd also like to thank the commissioners, Commissioner Toner, for having the vision while you were chairman to bring this to our attention and to move down this path, and also the continued support that we've received from Chairman Lenhart and Vice Chairman Mason and all of the respective staffs that have played such a key role in all of this organization, from the staff director's office and information and public records. And it's been a total team effort to be able to get all of this on schedule and up here, and we're just very, very excited about it and the work that we have ahead of us to improve it. And we already have a list of ideas. As we're going through this, we said, oh, we should have done this and we should have done that. So we're going to want your feedback and expect it, and we will do the best we can to be able to make the modifications and improve it even better for what it is now. Any questions? All right, thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you, Mr. Palmer, and Mr. Yule, and Ms. Boyd for the hard work on this. I know from the involvement of my own staff that the whole team was very goal and deadline driven on this, and as intimated with the problems in the server, I know there were a number of barriers where it may have felt like it wasn't going to get done on time. And so I especially appreciate that not only was this done and appears to have been done very well, but was done timely.